1. A winter tableau, stark and compelling. Not 100 yards from the west gates of the fortress walls of Paranor, a small clearing is revealed within the giant old growth, barely visible through the curtain of new snowfall. An earlier snow leaves the clearing and the surrounding forest in a foot-deep covering of white. Darkness no longer shrouds the world, as the night has diminished and the first glimmerings of dawn have surfaced on the distant horizon. All is silent in the forest. Birds and animals alike have gone still. All is sleep-claimed and frozen in place. There is an unnatural feeling to the air as Tavo Kanin staggers forward, thrown off balance by the force of his thrust. He has slipped from hiding, crept up on his sister from behind, bearing in his hand the legendary blade known as the Steel, and has driven it through her back. The killing blow is the culmination of a journey he has pursued since he decided that she betrayed him through abandonment and neglect, and therefore must die. The satisfaction he feels when he strikes her down is immense, a release of pent-up frustration and rage that has haunted him for weeks. Here, at last, is an end to it. Here, at last, is the revenge he has been seeking. Yet even as he revels in his success, he experiences an unexpected sense of loss. His sister is the last of his family, the last connection to anything from his old life, and a sudden welling up of doubt and deep mistrust of his own feelings infuses him. By killing her, he brings about a desperately needed resolution to his madness. Or does he? What has he truly done? A split second later, his feelings are scattered to the winds blowing softly around him. Something is wrong, he realizes. His weapon and arm have both passed completely through her body, have found no substance but only empty air. He staggers off balance now as a result, his momentum unhindered by his anticipated encounter with flesh and blood, by a solidity he should have found from driving his knife into her body. Instead, she's no longer even in evidence. She has vanished entirely. And he realizes instantly that he is mistaken about everything.
"Stand where you are,"
Driska Ark hisses as he wheels toward Tavo. Tavo tries to regain his feet and flee, but the druid is already on top of him, his hands fastening about his arm, wrenching it so violently that the steel drops into the snow and disappears. At the same time, he sees that his sister stands to the other side of the druid, unharmed and watching in shock. He has been tricked. He responds instinctively, lashing out at the druid and his sister and their two companions, the blade and the elven prince, summoning the magic of his wish song. But his voice is stilled before any sound can gather sufficient force to save him. He manages but one small croak before the druid has hold of his throat and has closed off his windpipe. Air wheezes from his lungs, but is not nearly enough to do more than produce a truncated gasp. He thrashes and squirms in his captor's grip, but he cannot break free. Everything begins to go black.
"Dali!"
the druid calls out sharply, and the blade is there instantly.
"Take him from me!"
Tavo is gripped immediately by new hands and pulled down into the snow. A blade presses up against his throat, the sharp edge cutting into his skin. The implication is clear. If he moves, he will die. He sees how matters stand, and while a fresh wave of rage and frustration surges through him, he knows better than to test that blade. He goes limp in those strong hands and hopes that Clizia will save him. Driska has placed himself in front of Tasha, and the elven prince has moved up beside him. Together they present a wall of defence against whatever Clizia Porce might choose to do. It seems to Tavo that she will choose to do nothing, but will instead disappear back into the night. Why shouldn't she? Tavo would, if their places were reversed. He has failed her completely. He has disobeyed her instructions to kill the druid first and Tasha after, and as a result he has been defeated entirely. The druid witch is a demanding mistress, and she will see him as both an ineffective and an unnecessary ally. She will not